Well, continuing our diary coverage here on the Bryant Park Project, we just talked about a guy who kept the world's biggest diary, and Kevin Smith has a diary out. It's called My Boring Ass Life. Allison, you and him chatted the other day. Let's take a listen to that tape.
If you like Kevin Smith, and I mean, really, why wouldn't you? He wrote Clerks, has comic book stores, recently directed some cool TV pilots. You might really, really enjoy reading about the minutiae of his life. In his new book called My Boring Ass Life, The Uncomfortably Candid Diary of Kevin Smith, a detailed, and I mean detailed, chronicle of his life from March of 05 to December of 06. And Kevin Smith joins us. Hi, Kevin.
Believe me, there are people who don't enjoy me or the minutia of my life. I've dealt with them on the internet quite a bit. They're not fans at all. But you know, you can find them.
You know, I went to your MySpace page, and you have this post that's really, really sweet is the word I'm going to use. It says, apparently I'm a New York Times bestselling author. This is a really big deal for me. So first of all, congrats. And are you serious? Is this a really a big deal for you, considering all you've done?
Yeah, because I just didn't expect the book to wind up there. I mean, I've never written a book, right? Like, basically, I've got two books, and they're both examples of found material, compiled material. Like, the old one, Silent Bob Speaks, was a compilation of a bunch of magazine articles I'd written, essays that I'd written, and some web journalism that I'd done. And then this one, the one that's out now, My Boring Ass Life, was a compilation of like almost 2 years worth of blog postings that I'd done. So, I those are barely books. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't really count.
Barely a book? Buddy, this thing is over 400 pages. What are you trying to sell me, barely a book?
Yeah, it looks like a book, that's for sure. And it feels like one. And you know, it'll definitely hold up the end of a table like a book will. But it doesn't, I don't know. It's calling it a book takes away from people like Franzen or Michael Chabon or J.D. Salinger, dudes who actually write books. Like, this was me writing a blog for a while, and then Titan, the company that published it, called me up and said, we'd like to turn it into a book. And I said, do I have to do anything? They said, no, you've already done it. And I said, go with God.
That works for me.
As an author. But the fact that it wound up on the list, and granted, it's the story of my life, right? Like, it'd be one thing if I wound up like in the top 10. I'm at number 32 on that list, but that's just enough for me to be proud of.
Yeah, there's some guy at 33 and 34, so 32 is okay.
And those people are like, he didn't even write a book. This didn't count.
Just to give people a vibe of what the book's like, on page 247, it says, Tuesday, 30 August 2005, 3:03 p.m. I wake up, hit the bathroom with my Tetris, and then head to the bedroom office, doing 3 hours of phoners for Mallrats 10. Afterwards, I pick up Harley from camp with Hans in tow. We head to the Coffee Bean on Beverly, followed by a trip to Laser Blazer, where I somehow spend $850 on 2 weeks' worth of DVDs. I come home and chill with Jen for a while, then check email, watching the new Jack City DVD. After Jen puts Harley to bed, we watch Witness and play Rummy. After Witness, we pop in The Truman Show, and I fall asleep 10 minutes before it ends.
And you know, you just prevented me from selling another copy of that book. People are like, that sounds like crap. It's boring.
Well, you do put boring in the title, so it's not false advertising.
Yeah,
I didn't
bury the lead at all, man. I'm kind of upfront and forthright with what the book's about. There's a lot of that. Like, when I started writing the blog, it was kind of a daily diary of sorts, because somebody online at one of our websites, at the message board at viewaskew.com, had asked what I did all day. And I thought that was kind of an interesting question. So I was like, you know, I'm going to write down everything that I've done today. And I posted it, and the cats at the website really seemed to dig it. So I started keeping it up, as a regular thing, as a regular feature. And then I moved it over to its own, you know, standalone blog site. And I was kind of into the notion at first because I was like, I think I would enjoy reading this 10 or 20 years down the line, or being able to hand it over to my kid and being like, this is what I did when you were like 6 or 7 or 8 years old. Look at how I wasted my youth.
Let's just talk about that when you hand this over to your kid, Harley. So 20 years from now, she'll be 28, 29. Is that a good age that she should read about this? Because let's just say you and your wife love each other.
Yeah,
and we all know that from reading this book, that you love each other often.
Yeah, pretty frequently.
And a lot.
Which, I mean, God bless her, because who would really want to love me on a regular basis that regularly, you know, that physically with clothes off? But, yeah, I'm happy to have her read it whenever. I don't know. If I was, like, 13, 14, and my father had done something like this, I would have loved to have read it. I would have loved to have known, you know, what my father thought about and how frequently he coupled with my mother and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure she won't appreciate it as much as she will, you know, when she's, you know, in her 20s and I'm dead. But I wouldn't be against her. It'd be kind of hypocritical for me to be like, don't read this until you're 30.
Nothing sacred in what you write. I mean, it's really interesting. You talk about, yeah, personal issues. You talk about something really kind of tough, too, the struggle of your friend's heroin addiction.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. That's the only part of the whole book that I feel is kind of book-like or book-worthy. Is I did a 9-part series entitled Me and My Shadow, which was about Jason Mewes, the guy who plays Jade in My Silent Bob, and his kind of the throes of drug addiction that he went through over the course of 7 years. And it's some of the best writing I've ever done, but it's also like a really gripping story, and it has a happy ending, but it's warts and all, you know, and it's kind of the story he would have written if he could write, but I can, so he was happy to see me do it.
So as I'm dissecting the title of your book, we've been through the candid part, that's about Jason, we've been through the boring-ass part, as I read on page 247, but let's talk about the uncomfortably candid.
Mm-hmm.
For whom?
I guess it's for the reader. Like, originally Titan wanted to call it unedited Diary of Kevin Smith, but they actually had to edit it because they're a British company, right? And I guess you can't publish names. Their libel lawsuits are a lot tougher over there than here. So they didn't want to put some of the names, like the story that kind of kicks off the Me and My Shadow blog series was a story that Muse had told me about having sex in a bathroom with. And you can kind of say that over.
Well,
here.
Hey there.
Exactly. And you can kind of say it over here, but over there, unless you can prove it, I guess it's a lot more difficult. So I said, please don't call it unedited because we can't put her name in. You're not putting her name in the book. Just let's find something else. And we both kind of settled on uncomfortably candid because it is the kind of thing. Some of the entries you read and it's just like, dude, that's way too much information than I wanted to know.
Something else that I'm interested in is after you read this book, all these blog entries all at once, did you change anything about your life?
I didn't. In fact, when they sent me the galleys of the book, I didn't even bother reading it because it was too fresh. Like, you know, it was only, I think it runs from 2005 to 2006. They didn't print any of the 2007 stuff, if I remember correctly. But I just felt like, well, I just lived this stuff fairly recently, so I don't want to reread it again. You know, I just had to spell check it to make sure. I'm pretty much a spelling Nazi and a grammar Nazi, but I just had them double check that stuff to make sure that it was accurate. But I didn't bother reading the whole thing again. I'm not looking forward to reading this book for another 10 years, because then I think I'll really enjoy it.
And that was my conversation with Kevin Smith. We're going to actually have part two tomorrow because he's not as big a slacker as he claims. He's working on a prequel of Heroes. He also wrote the pilot for that show Reaper.
Yeah.
Got a new movie coming out and starting filming in Pittsburgh this week. So more of that tomorrow.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
Laughing out loud listening to that. Coming up today is new music. We're going to have new releases from Unfitney, and also Kanye West has got something, plus a bunch of Bob Dylan covers. That is coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.